Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're on day number 46 of our Bible in 90 days. Thank you so much for being here, for being a part, for joining with the chat, engaging. I'll give you guys a second to load in the chat, and then some of you are like, what's wrong with your voice? I'll tell you in a second. But thank you guys for being here. It's going to be a great day as usual. If you're just jumping on, we've been doing this for 46 days now. You can go to the playlist on the channel, Bible in 90 Days, or maybe it's called 90 Day Bible Challenge, but you'll find that there, all the videos back from the beginning. If you're wondering what's wrong with my voice, I preached two times on Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday night. I didn't get back to my hotel until past midnight. Got up really early Monday to fly back, so I'm still recovering from that. Last night, I posted one of the sermons, but my voice is just still gone, kind of. So can't really go loud. I'll have to kind of talk quiet today. It doesn't hurt. You don't have to feel bad for me and be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you're doing this when your voice is gone. This too shall pass. We'll be fine, all right? So we're going to be going to the book of Proverbs today, which is one of my favorite books in the Bible, but we're starting in Psalms 135. And again, I'm going to talk kind of low because if I go louder, my voice cuts out. So let's get it going here. Psalms 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hold on. Let me fix my chair. Praise him, you who serve the Lord. You who serve in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Celebrate his lovely name with music. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own special treasure. I know the greatness of the Lord, that our Lord is greater than any other God. The Lord does whatever pleases him throughout all of heaven and earth and on the seas and in their depths. He causes the clouds to rise above over the whole earth. He sends lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouses. He destroyed the firstborn in each Egyptian home, both people and animals. He performed miraculous signs and wonders in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his people. He struck down great nations and slaughtered mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. He gave their land as inheritance, a special possession to his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, is known to every generation. For the Lord will give justice to his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are merely things of silver and gold, shaped by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak. They have eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, and mouths but cannot breathe. And those who make idols are just like them, and all who trust in them. O Israel, praise the Lord. O priests, descendants of Aaron, praise the Lord. O Levites, praise the Lord. All who fear the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord be praised from Zion, for he lives here in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Chapter 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. Okay, I'm not going to keep saying his faithful love endures forever the whole time. Give thanks to him who alone does miracles. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. And this is supposed to be saying, so we're not singing it, all right? Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights, the sun to rule the day, and the moon, stars to rule the night. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. He brought Israel out of Egypt. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. He led Israel safely through, but he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. Give thanks to him who led the people through the wilderness. Give thanks to him who struck down the mighty kings. He killed powerful kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance, a special possession to his servant Israel. He remembered us in our weakness. He saved us from our enemies. He gives us food to every living thing, and he give thanks to the God of heaven. Chapter 135. Beside the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept as we thought of Jerusalem. We put away our harps, hanging them on the branches of poplar trees, where our captors demanded a song from us. Our tormentors insisted on a joyful hymn. Sing us one of those songs of Jerusalem. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a pagan land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget how to play the harp. May my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. Ew. If I fail to remember you, if I don't make Jerusalem my greatest joy. O Lord, remember what the Edomites did on the day the armies of Babylon captured Jerusalem. Destroy it, they yelled. Leave it to the ground. Or level it to the ground. O Babylon, you'll be destroyed. Happy is the one who pays you back for what you've done to us. Happy is the one who takes your babies and smashes them against the rocks. I got violent quick. Chapter 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I will bow before the temple as I worship. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for the unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Though I'm surrounded by troubles, you'll protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. 139. O Lord, you've examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. The darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your marksmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme me. Your enemies misuse your name. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. It's so good. 140, chapter 140. O Lord, rescue me from evil people. For those of you asking why my voice is this way, I preached twice on Sunday, so it's still recovering. And then I helped baptize people for about 3 hours, and yeah, it was a long night. Protect me from those who are violent, those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake. The venom of viper drips from their lips. O Lord, keep me out of the hands of the wicked. Protect me from those who are violent, for they're plotting against me. The proud have set up a trap to catch me. They've stretched out a net, and they have placed traps all along the way. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Listen, O Lord, to my cries for mercy. O sovereign Lord, the strong one who rescued me, you protected me on the day of battle. Lord, do not let the evil people have their way. Do not let their evil scheme succeed, or they'll become proud. Let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they've planned for me. Let burning coals fall down on their heads. Let them be thrown into the fire or into watery pits from which they can't escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land. Cause great disaster to fall on the violent. But I know the Lord will help me when those will help those they persecute. He'll give justice to the poor. Surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence. Chapter 141. O Lord, I'm calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to help for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in the act of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me. It'll be a kindness. If they correct me, it's soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it. But I pray constantly against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, the wicked will listen to my words and find them true. Like rocks brought up by a plow, the bones of the wicked will lie scattered without burial. I look to you for help, O sovereign Lord. You're my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they've set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. Chapter 142. A Psalm of David regarding his experience in the cave. Prayer. I cry out to the Lord. I plead for the Lord's mercy. I pour out my complaints before him and tell him all my troubles. When I'm overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me. I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. Then I pray to you, O Lord. I say you're my place of refuge. You're all I really want in life. Hear my cry, for I'm very low. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison so I can thank you. The godly will crown around me, for you're good to me. Chapter 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my plea. Answer me because you're faithful and righteous. Don't put your servant on trial, for no one is innocent before you. My enemy has chased me. He's knocked me to the ground and forced me to live in darkness like those in the grave. I'm losing all hope. I'm paralyzed with fear. I remember the days of old. I ponder all your great works and think about what you've done. I lift my hands to you in prayer. I thirst for you as a parched land thirsts for rain. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me or I'll die. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I'm trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord. I run to you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. For the glory of your name, O Lord, preserve my life. Because of your faithfulness, bring me out of this distress. In your unfailing love, silence all my enemies and destroy all my foes, for I'm your servant. 144. Praise the Lord who is my rock. He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle. He's my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He's my shield and I take refuge in him. He makes the nations submit to me. O Lord, what are human beings that you should notice them? Mere mortals that you think about them. For they're like the breath of air, for days are like passing a shadow. Open the heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so they billow smoke. Hurl your lightning bolts and scatter your enemies. Shoot your arrows and confuse them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me. Rescue me from deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies, and they swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. I will sing a new song to you, O God. I will sing your praises with a 10-string harp. For you grant victory to kings. You rescued your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me. Rescue me from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nurtured plants. May our daughters be graced like graceful pillars, carved to beautify a palace. May our barns be filled with crops of every kind. May the flock in our fields multiply by the thousands, even tens of thousands. And may our oxen be loaded down with produce. May there be no enemy breaking through our walls, no ongoing into captivity, no cries of alarm in our town squares. Yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Chapter 145. I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I'll proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They'll sing the joy of your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They'll speak of the glory of your kingdom. They'll give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope and give their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger of thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. Oh, praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. Chapter 146. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There's no hope for you there, no help for you. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He'll be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. 147. How good to sing the praises to our God. How delightful and fitting. The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing the exiles back to Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord. His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble and brings the wicked down into the dust. Sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to your God with a harp. He covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, and makes the grass grow in mountain pastures. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord delights in those who fear him. He puts their hope in his unfailing love. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates and blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nations and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world, how swiftly his word flies. He sends the snow like white wool. He scatters the frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurls the hailstones. Who can stand against his freezing cold? Then at his command, it all melts. He sends winds and the ice thaws. He's revealed his word to Jacob. He has not done this for any other nation, and they don't know his regulations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors above the clouds. Let every created thing praise the Lord. For he issued this command when they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decrees will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean's depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all the people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children. Let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones, the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Chapter 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praises in his assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your king. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their king in shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of the faithful ones. Praise the Lord. All right, guys, last chapter. We've been doing this for a week. We've been in Psalms for 1 week, and we are about to be done here. Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're almost done with this. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And the last words of Psalms are praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get some ones in the chat, some clapping emojis. Chat, where are you? That was like, what, a week of Psalms? At least a week, right? Maybe longer. 150 chapters, we are done. All right, that's a big accomplishment. Now we're going into one of my voice. Sound like Kermit the Frog and Batman. We're going into one of my favorite books of the Bible, Proverbs. And again, I have to keep a quiet voice because if I go loud, my voice cracks. All right, chapter 1. Proverbs was written by Solomon. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. This is like, yeah, talk about wisdom in this book. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. By exploring the meaning of these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My child, all right, so this is all wisdom, guys. This is like so good, just instruction. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions. And I'm not going to stop on every one of these because I want to preach all of these, but we're just going to read, all right? They're all just good. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone. Just for fun, let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit of the death. Think of the great things we'll get. We'll fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come throw in your lot with us. We'll all share the loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay away from their paths. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They're trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money and robs them of life. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long will you simpletons insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice. You neglected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you're in trouble. I will mock when disaster overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, when anguish and distress overwhelm you, when they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by the fear of harm. Chapter 2, The Benefits of Wisdom. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Turn your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you'll understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you'll gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those that are faithful to him. Then you'll understand what is right, just, and fair, and you'll find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn away from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It's the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He'll never reach the paths of life. So follow the steps of the good and stay on the path of the righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Chapter 3, Trusting in the Lord. My child, never forget the things I've taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you'll live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you'll find favor with both God and people, and you'll earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he'll show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn from evil. Then you'll have the healing of your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce. Then he'll fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom and the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can desire compares with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She'll guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth and dew settle beneath the night sky. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They're like jewels on a necklace. They'll keep you safe on your way and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear, for you will lie down and sleep soundly. You need not to be afraid of sudden disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security. He'll keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, when it is in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say, come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Don't plot harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason, when no one has done you harm. Don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers friendship to the godly. The Lord curses the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the upright. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. Chapter 4. My children, listen to when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart. Follow my commands and you'll live. Get wisdom and develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she'll protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she'll make you great. Embrace her and she'll honor you. She'll place a lovely wreath on your head and she'll present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you'll have a long good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. Excuse me. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions and don't let them go. Guard them, for they're the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. For evil people can't sleep until they did their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the gleam of dawn, but shines brighter until the full light of day. The way of the wicked is total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep in your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to your whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path and don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. All right, chapter 5. This is one of the most powerful chapters in Proverbs. And if you're dealing with lust at all, open your ears and pay close attention to this. Chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you'll show discernment, and your lips will express what you've learned. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she's as bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps lead straight to the grave. For she cares nothing about the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray away from what I'm about to say. Stay away from her. Don't even go near the door of her house. If you do, you'll lose your honor, and you'll lose to merciless people all you've achieved. Strangers will consume your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In the end, you'll groan in anguish when disease consumes your body. You'll say how I hated discipline. If I only had not ignored all the warnings. Oh, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? I've come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face public disgrace. Drink water from your own well. Share love with only your wife. All right, this is talking about not sleeping around with other people. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She's a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you always. All right. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman? Preach. Or fondle the breasts of a promiscuous woman. For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins, the ropes that catch him and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He'll be lost because of his great foolishness. That is a powerful chapter about staying away from lust and the adulterous, promiscuous woman. All right, long chapter here. Here we go. Chapter 6, Lessons for Daily Life. My child, if you put up security for a friend's debt or agreed to guarantee the debt of a stranger, if you've trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself. For you place yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net. Take lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise, for they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work. They labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter. But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. What are worthless and wicked people like? They're constant liars, signaling their deceit with a wink of the eye, a nudge of the foot, or the wiggle of fingers. Their perverted hearts plot evil, and they constantly stir up trouble, but they'll be destroyed suddenly, broken in an instant beyond all hope of healing. These are 6 things the Lord hates. No, 7 things he detests. Listen to this, guys. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, hearts that plot evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness that pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in a family. My son, obey your father's commands, and don't neglect your mother's instructions. Keep their words always in your heart and tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they'll advise you. For their command is a lamp and their instructions a light. Their corrective discipline is the way to life. It'll keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of the promiscuous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty, but sleeping with another man's wife will cost you your life. Can a man scoop a flame into his lap and not have his clothes catch on fire? Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? Saying like, don't play with sin. Don't mess with sin. It'll destroy you. So it is with a man who sleeps with another man's wife. His embrace He who embraces her will not go unpunished. Excuses might be found for a thief who steals because he's starving. But if he is caught, he must pay back seven times what he stole, even if he has to sell everything in his house. But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool, for he destroys himself. He'll be wounded and disgraced. His shame will never be erased, for the woman's jealous husband will be furious. He will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He'll accept no compensation, nor be satisfied with a payoff of any size. All right, tomorrow we go into chapter 7, which is another warning about immoral women. Again, if you're dealing with lust or any of that, this is very powerful stuff. It's a warning for all of us to stay away. That concludes, guys, day number 46. We're over halfway done. Again, if you're wondering what's going on with my voice, I preached two times on Sunday, and I was up really late. We were baptizing people for hours, which was amazing. Over 400 people got baptized in Georgia. It was just life-changing. I also got in the water. It was life-changing. So thank you, all of you that came out. We're going to be live again tomorrow. Tonight, there will be no podcast. I believe I have a guest locked in for next week. I don't have a guest tonight. And I'm just going to rest my voice, hang out, and rest with the family. So I'm not going to be live tonight, but we will be live again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And of course, every day. We're more than halfway done now, but we still got a long way to go. Thank you guys so much for being a part tonight, for being in the chat and engaging. I love all of you. I'm not going to talk anymore because my voice hurts and is gone. So that's all the talking I'm going to do today. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.